From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. We already receive sights and sounds electronically. On today's show, we will hear how smartphones may be able to send tastes and smells electronically.
But first, we hear how technology is helping people recover from a dangerous kind of internal bleeding. A woman named Beaumont Bacon suffered a brain aneurysm 5 years ago. It left her in a coma, a condition described as a deep state of unconsciousness.
She was alive, but unable to move or react to her surroundings. Today, she has recovered and makes people laugh.
Each year, 500,000 people die from brain aneurysms, when a blood vessel bursts in the brain. For survivors, the physical disabilities are often severe.
These disabilities may include memory problems, loss of balance, trouble speaking, and even blindness. But new technologies are increasing survival rates and reducing disabilities. Marcia James tells us this story.
Beaumont Bacon is a survivor who makes light of her experience because she is a comedian. She uses humor to make others laugh. Beaumont Bacon loves to make people laugh about the ups and downs of life. Now she is working on a new show. The subject will be something that nearly ended her life.
Welcome to the Beaumont Bacon Fireside Chats, where we will be discussing the events of my life to put you at ease regarding my brain. On Sunday, January 31st, 2010, I had a double brain aneurysm, two blows to the head, right between the eyes.
An aneurysm is a bulge in a blood vessel that can burst. If that happens in the brain, it can be deadly. The Brain Aneurysm Foundation says aneurysms kill 50% of the time. Michael Alexander is her doctor. He operated on Beaumont Bacon after her attack. Miss Bacon had a better chance at survival than most people because of Dr. Alexander. He directs the Neurovascular Center at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. The center offers new technologies that include threading a catheter into an aneurysm, then coiling in platinum wires to promote blood clots. This technique or method reduces the chances of another burst blood vessel.
You don't have to open up the skull or open up the brain to do surgery. It's all done from inside the artery, so it reduces the amount of blood loss, hemorrhaging during the procedure, and the recovery is much faster.
For Beaumont Bacon's recovery, the hospital worked to prevent problems commonly found in patients with a burst aneurysm. The problems include brain swelling or enlargement and vasospasms that can shut down blood vessels. She spent a month in a coma, unable to communicate with doctors, friends, and loved ones. Health experts describe a coma as a deep state of unconsciousness, when the patient is alive but unable to react to his or her surroundings. Doctors warned she might never walk or talk or see or swallow again. But with the help of her husband and a year of treatment, she recovered. Dr. Alexander has plenty of good things to say about his patient.
Her strength of character and her fight and his devotion really helped her have a great recovery.
And just so you know, there are 7 things I have learned about being in a coma. Number 1, don't be in a coma. Number 2, refer to number 1.
I'm Marcia James.
I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Ana Mateo. You are listening to VOA Learning English as it is.
Next, we hear how technology may soon help people send taste, smell, and touch through their phones. Jonathan Evans has more.
Adrian David Choke is a professor at City University in London. He wants people to experience communication using all of their senses.
In the real world, we can open up the glass, open the window, and we can touch, we can taste, we can smell in the real world.
To give users a sense of taste, researchers designed 2 electrodes that are placed on the tongue. A chemical process creates different tastes through molecules on the surface of the tongue. This chemical process sends electrical signals that convince the brain that a person is tasting something. They have already created sour, salty, sweet, and bitter tastes.
You put these 2 silver electrodes in your mouth, you put your tongue in between, and then it stimulates electrically your tongue and you get a virtual taste perception in your brain.
A device called Senti permits users to have the sense of smell. Senti plugs into a smartphone and can spray tiny clouds of fragrances, including flowers, fruits, and coffee. Professor Choke says the person speaking can activate the device.
Basically, what happens if we have an app, it connects to the internet, and then this will release a scent from your mobile phone.
Senti holds a container with about 100 different smells. The container must be replaced when all the scents run out. The sense of touch comes from a ring-like device. It is connected wirelessly to the smartphone. The device sends a soft electrical squeeze when a person on the other end of a telephone conversation does the same. Professor Chok says this permits a kind of wireless touch communication.
I can be in London and my friend can be in Tokyo and I can squeeze my finger and then they'll get a squeeze on their finger through the internet. It's a way of touch communication with small mobile devices.
Professor Chok says he hopes devices like these will someday be added to houses. He says they may change the future of long-distance communication. I'm Jonathan Evans.
I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Ana Mateo. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. Also, find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for more Learning English programs.